4.5 Authority and Citations. This is not a long section, and as you can see, even on this website, there's not a whole lot of material here to embellish what you've been taught, but that's kind of good news. Here's the really cool thing. This is where a lot of your training up to this point kind of comes together. You've studied a lot about authority, what's primary, what's secondary, what would be considered mandatory versus persuasive, and you've studied citations. So you should start having a feel for what the abbreviations are for various reports and reporters, what's contained in a regional reporter versus a federal reporter, for instance. Regional reporters have state cases, federal reporters have federal cases. But now we bring it together to say, okay, I can look at a citation, and just by looking at the citation without even opening up the book, I can tell what kind of authority that would likely be for the court that we're in. And that's what this section's about, kind of a culmination of those two skill sets merging to try to help you combine those skill sets to make you a really more complete paralegal.